is it easy for that person to, that has attained this, is it easy for that person to deal with the world and then come back in?
If they're actually developing mindfulness and wisdom, there's any number of space cadets that who shut the world out, but that's not the not the point of it.
I was just wondering how those people do when they, if they're able to go in and out of the world easily.
It's a skill, and it's part of the cultivation of wisdom, because it's also suffering to push away something. That to push away the world is also reifying it. You know, in that sense of one gives it power when one is afraid of it. So the variety of teachers that I've seen who have been accomplished, and somebody like Ajahn Chah, that's actually how you become effective in the world. You know, it's when you're not carrying the world around, or not approaching the world from a self-centered or egotistical or self-oriented. A basis. It's not quite like the great American philosopher Donald Trump, who said that show me somebody without ego, and I'll show you a loser. It's when there's a real understanding through mindfulness, awareness, right view, a steadiness of mind, and there's an ability to set those agendas of self aside, because they clutter our engagement with the world.
That's in my experience, like lay people I know who have a highly developed meditation practice, they seem to function incredibly well in the world.
Oh yeah.
Based on that practice, and
yeah.
It's like and they seem to have a sense of more energy.
Oh yeah, I mean I know quite a few lay people who are accomplished practitioners and it astounds me sometimes what they're able to accomplish and keep up a steady practice. It's pretty amazing.
Just as you were saying, then also on the flip side, if someone's really spaced out, that seems to me that there's a nicha aspect then to the concentration.
Oh yeah.
Where it's self-centered.
Yeah, that's actually a manifestation. That kind of spaced out aspect of it is a kind of self-obsession.